Hello and welcome to the PC Podcast, our first of 2020, as we look at trends and innovation in travel and tourism. Now, as the UK departs from the EU in 2020, did you know there's one place in Europe that despite all of the changes, you won't need your passport for? It's Ireland. Since 1923, an agreement has been in place called the Common Travel Area that allows British and Irish citizens to freely travel between the two islands without a passport and without visa restrictions. And there's also a new survey that shows that over half of us aren't aware of this agreement. Well, joining me now is Niall Gibbons, the Chief Executive of Tourism Ireland, to tell us more. Hello, Niall.
Hello, Paul. It's great to be the first in 2020 on the PC Podcast.
Welcome. Now, tell us a bit more about the Common Travel Area. What is it exactly?
Well, the Common Travel Area is an agreement between the United Kingdom and Ireland, which has been in place since 1923, which essentially gives free movement of people between the UK and Ireland and vice versa. It affects not just travel, but also other areas such as healthcare, voting, education, reciprocal rights, and for all intents and purposes, it makes it a common travel area between the UK and Ireland. And that's really relevant now for 2020 because as the Brexit fog lifts and we head into a period of certainty, it means that people can book their holiday in Ireland with confidence that they can travel anytime without a passport unless you're travelling Ryanair, but all others just require photo ID. And getting around the island of Ireland as well, north, south, east, west, Northern Ireland, you can travel freely as well without obstruction. And the good news as well, just to reinforce that agreement, is that the UK and Irish governments signed a memorandum of understanding in 2019 underpinning the common travel area to make sure that it will extend indefinitely into the future, regardless of the outcome of the talks on Brexit.
It seems remarkable that this almost bilateral agreement exists, and yet your survey with YouGov, the polling company, suggests that pretty well half of people interviewed don't know about it. It's remarkable that not many people have been aware.
It's probably indicative of the warm and friendly relationship that exists between the UK and Ireland. And perhaps we take each other for granted at times that we can just pop over and back. And we know, for example, that a British visitor comes on average four times to Ireland over their lifetime. So, you know, for us, it's about tapping into the lifetime potential of the British visitor, not just people coming for one trip. But it's good news for us in 2020. And the YouGov survey, which we did in December 2019, was a survey amongst 2,000 adults in Great Britain. And what it said was that the Irish are the people that the British most want to hang around with. And that's really good too, because I think in the news that we've had over the last 3 years has been a bit monotonous, a bit dull, it's dragged on a little bit. But look, people are looking for fun, they're looking to switch off, have a good time on their holiday, and Ireland offers that certainty in 2020. And the YouGov poll is telling us that about half of the British people know about the common travel area, and the reason I'm here today is to tell the other half that it's never been easier to get to Ireland.
So the survey results are saying they love the crack, they love the excitement, the joy of being surrounded by Irish people.
Yeah, scenery probably being the biggest thing that's of appeal to British visitors, culture as well, and crack, C-R-A-I-C, the fun, having a laugh and everything. And you'll get that everywhere you go in Ireland. It is about the nightlife, it's about partying, meeting the locals. That's what we hear time and time again in all the surveys that we do in Great Britain. Ireland is a great place to go for British visitors. They know that, they do recognise that in this YouGov poll as well. And that's heartening because I think as we head in now to the early stages of 2020, we're in the booking cycle, people are looking for certainty in what is a very uncertain world at times, and Ireland gives them that, whether they want to fly, which about 85% of people from Britain come by air, or if they want to come by sea, there are 48,500 spaces for cars every single week on our ferries.
So because of the common travel agreement, there's no danger that passports would be put in place or visa restrictions would be needed. It won't change.
Well, just important to check your airline. I know Ryanair do require a passport, but all other carriers at the moment require photo ID. But other than that, you'll find it just like travelling around the UK. We drive on the same side of the road. Signage is easy. You know, the locals are friendly. And you can travel around the island of Ireland, by the way. Northern Ireland is included in this arrangement too, which is good to know, because we've seen an amazing renaissance in Northern Ireland tourism over the last number of years with a likes of Titanic, with the likes of Game of Thrones and the Open coming to Royal Portrush. We've got a great programme of events in 2020 as well. Galway is the European capital of culture. We've got Taste the Island, which is celebrating the culinary renaissance we've seen across Ireland in the food space over the last number of years. And food and tourism now really going hand in hand from a visitor experience perspective also.
And there are lots of new hotels opening and attractions coming within the island of Ireland itself. Do you foresee a day when you could get back to that Celtic tiger, that there may be growth of 4, 5, 6%?
Well, believe it or not, we've actually seen a 75% increase in tourism in the last 7 years into Ireland. It's been one of the great powerhouses of the recovery, the economic recovery in Ireland. And we're at a stage now where we're seeing more hotels being built. There is more choice, which is terrific. Very easy to book hotels in Ireland with all the technology at your fingertips now. And in terms of things to see and do, yeah, there is a new attraction opening for Game of Thrones later on in 2020, Linnemill Studios in Northern Ireland. But always plenty of things to see and do. But I mean, the feedback that we get all the time from British visitors, it's about the locals, it's about the people, it's the friendliness, it's the music, it's the fun, it's really the scenery, and above all else, the warmth of the welcome.
We can't wait to go. Niall Gibbons, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.